Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam treated all human beings to be equal in the matter of rights and responsibilities, and he did not fix any limit in this behalf of equality among all human beings. And if he did fix any such limits, it was fixed keeping in mind the interests of the public in general, the people. And when we study the character of Imam Ali, we clearly see that he did not violate this freedom, the freedom of the people, the freedom of the public, the freedom in any of his laws, orders, rules, or regulations. And he always kept the public welfare in his view, in all his actions. He dealt equal treatment to both his friends and his foes.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وقال عليه السلام في قوله تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان العدل الإنصاف والإحسان التفضل
أمير المؤمنين Ali alayhi salam said about Allah saying in the Quran, chapter 16, verse 90, Verily, Allah enjoins justice, adl, and benevolence, ihsan. Here, adl means equidistribution, and ihsan means favor.
Welcome back, dear listeners. The program is To My Brother, and we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the son of Abu Talib. So, dear friends, when we talk about the universal persona of His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam, there's a really interesting statement from His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam. And he said that there are two people as regards to me, or two groups of people as regards to me that, you know, will end up going astray, they will end up being misguided, and in the end, they will be the losers. And so one of that group of people is the people who are exaggerantly or are extremely, in an exaggerated manner, in love with me as a persona. And the other one is those that hate me as a persona. And so this is such an interesting concept, you know, in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, is this attraction and this repulsion of this persona of His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam. So it's interesting that Shaheed Mutahhari also speaks about this. He speaks about the polarization around the character of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where you have certain people who are incredibly attracted to this persona, like, you know, pieces of iron are attracted to a magnet. And on the other hand, he also speaks about how there are certain people who are intensely repulsed by this persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so it's interesting, you know, that this is the, you know, the phenomenon that occurs around primarily all the people that are on the path of God and all the people that are saintly, all the people that are pure, and especially the divinely appointed prophets of Allah throughout history and the divinely appointed imams. is you had groups of people who intensely loved them, and you also had groups of people who intensely hated them. Those people who loved them were people who saw this divine light, and they saw this divine justice, and they saw this balance and harmony and peace and tranquility that these divinely appointed people were trying to bring, and they were attracted to that divine light. But on the other hand, those people who, you know, were repulsed by the divine light of these holy and pure and immaculate and infallible individuals, they couldn't stand this divine harmony and this divine justice for a whole host of different reasons. But now, what we do want to talk about, which is this kind of this tradition that Imam Ali alayhi salam has about these people who will go astray. Of course, the people who hate him will go astray. That is common sense. And throughout history, we saw that there were individuals, there were groups of people that intensely hated Imam Ali alayhi salam to the point where they cursed him from the pulpits of their masajids and their mosques. But the people that who love Imam Ali alayhi salam to an extreme extent, His Eminence here is not talking about people who have this divine love or extreme divine love. He's talking about those people that go astray, these people who start to attribute godhood to Imam Ali alayhi salam. They start to attribute godlike features to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and in some extreme cases, they even considered His Eminence to be God. It is these people, it is this kind of a love, which, to be honest with you, I don't think love is a correct form or a correct way to approach it, but perhaps it is this exaggerated, misunderstood, and misunderstanding, which is based upon these, you know, falsehoods and these beliefs which are leading these people astray and their exaggerations, and it is a misunderstanding of the reality. So we have to be very careful to be the lovers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, to never be the haters of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and to keep, you know, our ideological foundations safe. A profound lesson indeed brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
Oh Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
There we have in many, many narrations from our ulama, including Sheikh Abbas Qummi, Sayyid Yazdi, and many other ulama, including Ayatollah Hakim, and the scholars who came before, where they talk about the event of Uhud, the second battle of Islam. This is the battle where initially the Muslims became victorious. But then when the Kuffar of Mecca were retreating, those archmen, 50 of them, atop of the mountains, at the back, who had instructions not to leave their position, even, you know, whatever is the outcome on the battlefield. They disobeyed the order of the commander, came down because they thought, you know, if we don't go there, we wouldn't get our share of the spoils of war. And that is the time when the cavalry force of the Meccan forces under Khalid bin Walid seized the moment they came from back and attacked the Muslims unaware. And the victory changed into defeat. That's where Hazrat Hamza was killed. In that battle, Amir al-Mu'mineen and some of others were there who really, you know, saved the life of Rasulullah. And in that process, Amir al-Mu'mineen was injured very severely. And one of the arrows had come and hit him in his leg. And it basically went in. And when the issue came of taking it out, it was very painful. Ali would not allow anybody to touch that. Eventually, what does Rasulullah say? He told his companions, leave him alone. Wait for the time of Salah. When he does his namaz, then pull it out. Of course, Rasulullah knows Ali. At the time of namaz, they were waiting, some of them. It was in the time of namaz that they pulled the arrow, and he just was doing his namaz, continued his namaz. Later on, he realizes there is blood down there. And he saw that the arrow had been taken out. This is the level of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that he's so much submerged into love of Allah that he's oblivious of the surrounding around himself.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, To My Brother. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.